up these superviruses, so I don't know how he can get around this. He could argue, oh, it was an intermediary group. We gave it to EcoHealth who gave the money. I can't imagine he's on national television saying that he didn't do this when the peer-reviewed journal has a byline that says the author, this Batwoman, this scientist from the Wuhan Institute, that she acknowledges that the money came from Dr. Fauci and his institute.
So the bottom line is that we have a difference of opinion. And that's okay. That's all right. People can look at the same set of facts and interpret them differently. I understand that totally. I really honestly do. Now, here's something to think about. We've got, for instance, in our state, we've got a government that is about to unleash what is called SB 420. Which would include the public option. Now, there are people that think the public option would be a great idea for our state. That it would be wonderful. We have other people, myself included, who think SB 420 is going to be the beginning of the end of the private sector when it comes to health insurance. And that it's going to absolutely be horrible. We're going to get to this on the other side of the break. I'm running a little short on time, but we're going to talk about SB 420, the public option, and what it could mean for you and for your family, for the premiums that you pay, your employer-based insurance, all of that. We'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Walz. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And coming up on 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. And State Route 160 right now is closed due to a crash. That's between Valley View and Arville here in Clark County. So be aware of that. State Route 160 closed in both directions. That's between Valley View and Arville due to a very bad crash. Also, freeway speeds averaging about 45 of the 15 through the resort area, both directions. Your stop and go, 215 West at Tenaya. Watch for some slow-moving traffic in the right lane. Very slow merging off the freeway there, 515 northbound at Charleston. And we're getting slow flows on the Beltway, 215 South at Robindale. And 215 East at St. Rose.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Today's NFL schedule release day. A couple of the items that have been leaked out about the Raiders. They are going to open up their season on Monday Night Football. On September 13th, they will host the Ravens. That's going to be the first game at Allegiant Stadium with fans. It's also been reported that the Raiders are going to go to Dallas to take on the Cowboys for the Thanksgiving Day game, which is going to be played on November 25th. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are wrapping up the regular season tonight as they play at San Jose. They do not control their own destiny. Colorado, with two more games left, can win the division if they win both of their games. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
At CDW, we get that even the biggest jobs need to fit on your lap.
It's true. My entire workday happens right here on my lap.
And you can get it done faster with the performance and security of a device configured by CDW and powered by the Built for Business Intel vPro platform.
Nice.
Are you done yet, Mommy?
More time for story time.
An even better use of your lap. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/intelclient.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Gregory Hafen. He is an assemblyman from District 36. And we'll talk about Week 15. Because Week 15 is, I think in the next couple of days, we're going to see a lot of laws be signed by the governor. Maybe not be signed by the governor, but passed by both houses and sent to the governor. I have a feeling that this is the week that was. Tucker Carlson is always thoughtful. And we've been talking a lot about the Colonial Pipeline. And I know people said, well, don't freak out about this. Well, I'm sorry, I'm freaking out about this. If they can do this to one company along the East Coast with a ripple effect across the country, that's not good. And Tucker Carlson, this is cut four. The New York Times got the Colonial Pipeline shutdown all wrong. Listen to what happened last night.
Don't worry, says the New York Times. None of this is real. It's a conspiracy theory. Your eyes are lying to you. You're hysterical. In a piece today, the New York Times reported that, quote, since the pipeline shutdown, there have been no long lines at gas stations. Then apparently someone in the New York Times newsroom found a working television, and the paper deleted that line from the article a few hours later without ever acknowledging it had included the line in the first place. That was the paper. But for their readers on social media, who presumably will believe absolutely anything, the New York Times did not even bother to change the lie. That tweet is still up. Quote, since the shutdown, there have been no long lines or major price hikes for gasoline. Right, none at all. Except in the state of Georgia, where as of 3 p.m. this afternoon, almost 6% of all gas stations had no gasoline. In Virginia, that number was almost 8% of all gas stations. In North Carolina, it was 8.5%. In metro Atlanta, the biggest city in the South, more than 20% of all gas stations, more than a fifth, had no gasoline to sell. That is an energy crisis. Why is it happening? Well, the official explanation is that some mysterious gang of cyber criminals hacked the software at a major American fuel supplier called Colonial Pipeline. Colonial Pipeline handles more than 2 million barrels a day. That's roughly half the East Coast's entire supply of diesel, gasoline, and jet fuel. And that's not a small problem in a country, like every country on Earth, that still relies almost entirely on fossil fuels to survive. But don't worry, says her new energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, formerly the incompetent governor of Michigan, quote, it's not that we have a gasoline shortage, it's that we have the supply crunch. Oh, it's a supply crunch, and that's very different from a shortage, at least in some theoretical way that's important to Jennifer Granholm. So what is the White House doing about this supply crunch that is not a shortage? Well, here's the answer from Ann Neuberger, who is the confirmed non-genius who somehow serves as the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technologies.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company, and we'll defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
Would the administration offer any advice on whether or not to pay a ransom?
So typically that is a private sector decision, and the administration has not offered further advice at this time. Given the rise in ransomware, that is one area we're definitely looking at now to say what should be the government's approach to ransomware actors and to ransoms overall.
That's the person protecting you from the cyber criminals.
Isn't that the truth? One thing that I have learned just in the last couple of days, it is that the Biden administration parses words better than any administration I think I've ever seen, maybe just short of Bill Clinton. It was just about sex. It wasn't about anything important. It was about sex. Oh, okay. It's not a shortage. It's a supply problem. The same way along our southern border, it's not a crisis. It's a challenge. That's what it is. And that's what they do. They keep telling us these things are not a crisis. They're a challenge. They're not a shortage. They're a supply problem. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with an administration that has no grasp of the truth. They have no grasp of reality. They are living in some sort of la-la land, and it has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with reality. I'm going to challenge anybody out there who thinks they can make light of what's going on along our southern border or going on, on the East Coast with Colonial Pipeline. I defy anybody to try and challenge that the southern border is not a crisis and that this is just a supply problem, not a shortage along our East Coast. It just makes no sense whatsoever. In fact, if somebody wants to challenge me on that, call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim Dallas know. He will whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. That's how we do it here. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you know this is National Police Week? Did you know that? Yeah, and as a part of it, Tim Scott is the junior senator from South Carolina, African-American, Republican, conservative. He is the man. And he's been doing his part to deal with police reform. Not defunding police, okay? That's not what he's into. Remember, he's a Republican, he's a conservative, but he is talking about reforming police. And in fact, let's go to cut five real quick. This is Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, on National Police Week and proposed police reforms. Listen to this.
Well, Brian, first thing we should say is thank God for people who put on the uniform. This is National Police Week, so there's no better time for us to say thank you to an officer. So when you see an officer around your neighborhoods, around the streets, please stop and say thank you to those officers. Two of my brothers from another mother, my mentors, kids, both are deputies, and so it's really important for us to take that time. What they should know about what we're doing in Congress is taking first into consideration the important work that they do and making sure that we keep our officers safe. If you want communities to be safe, you have to have officers who are not thinking about their personal liability or their assets as they run into harm's way. That is one of the reasons why, for qualified immunity, I have been for the last year open for putting more of the onus on the municipalities, on the counties, on the state, and taking it off of the officers. That, to me, is the way that we continue to tell the officers that we need them going into right. harm's way without having to have an additional level of exposure from a liability perspective.
Senator, crime's going through the roof all across the country, and academies are emptying out, and their people are retiring rapidly. You're going to see a massive exodus in June here because of the overtime. They try to leave with the most overtime to retire with the most money. On May 25th, the Democrats said they want to see something. Some of the things that you talked to me about, qualified immunity, you talk about suing the precinct, not the person. You talk about the no-knock warrants, and you talk about the no chokeholds. What else should police officers and the citizens think that you're going to know that you're going to be talking about with Democrats?
Well, you mentioned two other issues. Number one, one that is really important is Section 242, which is making it easier. They're looking to lower that threshold. I said that is a no-go for me. Section 242 is a criminal element in police reform. I am not interested in that whatsoever. The other one is what you just mentioned about having the right equipment. That Section 1033 is the military equipment that can go to police offices. I think it's important for us, having run a county with a sheriff's department myself previously. It's really important for us to make sure they have the tools necessary. There's a list that's already been banned, and re-establishing that same list is fine with me. But having that MRAP or those pieces of equipment or vehicles that bring officers safely into harm's way to get them and the other innocent folks out of harm's way is something that I completely support and will continue to support. So those are really the top five issues, you just named them, that we're working on. And then the devil's in the detail. We need to read every line, every letter, every word to make sure that there's not something sneaking in the back door. I'd rather have no deal than a bad deal.
And can I tell you, I feel the same way. Now, the question is, those things that Tim Scott talked about, that sounds pretty reasonable to me. Now, the problem is it will never pass muster with folks on the left. They really do want to defund the cops. They don't want police reform. They want defunding. And even those that are within the sound of my voice that are talking that way, I'm just telling you, it's not going to fly. And I applaud Tim Scott. I really honestly do. I mean, Tim Scott it was very much a part of the criminal justice reform, you know. Mandatory sentences and things like that got repealed under Trump. He was a major part of that. He was negotiating that. But I'm going to tell you something. The folks on the left, they don't want compromise. They want it their way or the highway. And therein lies the problem. That is the problem that we run into. That is why we simply have to elect more Republicans. Period. Because these people on the other side, they don't want compromise. They don't want half a loaf. They really don't. What folks on the other side want is capitulation. They want us to cave and give them whatever they want. And that's wrong. That's wrong. I will tell you this, though. I applaud Tim Scott for at least trying to at least reach out a hand to the other side and say, hey, maybe there are areas that we can compromise on. The problem is they don't want to compromise. They just don't want compromise. They want everything, and they're thinking that through reconciliation and other means. That they can just, have their way. They've got the majority, and they're going to use it. They're going to try and use it. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? We'll get to more calls coming up in our next segment. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. How, and maybe you can answer this question for me. How do you reason with people who are unreasonable? Anybody think of that? How many, for instance, in your workplace? I mean, do you ever find that there are some people that you try and reason with, but they're just unreasonable? Period. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. First-time callers, always welcome, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
We need safe and secure elections. But as co-sponsor of S1, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is pushing a bill that would undermine Nevada's laws, putting Washington bureaucrats in charge of our elections. Senator Cortez Masto's bill would limit Nevada's ability to remove faulty voter registrations while still allowing partisan groups to collect thousands of ballots without supervision, threatening the integrity of our elections. Senator Cortez Masto's bill would spend billions of public funds, your money, on political campaigns, billions to subsidize politicians. Senator Cortez Masto's bill gives more money to politicians and more power to bureaucrats. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 702-388-5020 and tell her we need safe and secure elections, not more wasteful spending. Oppose S1. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up in our next hour, very excited, Gregory Hafen will join us from Carson City, Assemblyman from District 36. There are a couple of bills that are hanging fire right now that need to be defeated. One is AB 321. It would memorialize ballot harvesting and the at-home voting and all of that stuff. And also SB 420, it would introduce, it would force carriers operating in the state of Nevada to provide a public option. We, as consumers, would get a 5% discount, but the fact is that our premiums will be going up so much with a public option because somebody's got to pay for this. Somebody is ultimately going to be the one that pays for it. That is a bill that has to be defeated. I don't know. We'll get an update, obviously, from Gregory Hafen. And tomorrow, Daniel Honcharoo will join us from Carson City. He's NPR eyes and ears, monitoring what's going on, even with the building half open. I mean, with all the COVID-19 stuff, it's been crazy. I mean, it really honestly has been. But Daniel Honcharoo will join us tomorrow. We'll get kind of an overview of where we are. We're into week 15. For those of you that are keeping track at home, week 15, the 120-day 81st Nevada legislature. And we're getting to the point now where we're going to start passing bills and sending them to the governor. The problem is, it's going to be Democrat bills. There aren't going to be a lot of Republican bills that are going to be voted on and sent to the governor. I mean, it's really sad that representative government means all for us and none for you. You would think they would throw us some crumbs, but that doesn't, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be the case. Also, coming up in our next hour, very excited. We had Bill O'Reilly on the show, and I want you to hear what Bill O'Reilly has to say about the mob, because the book is really fascinating. It is, in fact, while we were doing the interview,